We finish USDA Report Day in the red. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today's Thursday Farm Market Review. I'll have final numbers from Thursday trade coming in just moments here on Hoosier Ag Today. First, let's welcome in Mike Silver with Kokomo Grain. Mike's going to provide some market analysis here. On a day, Mike, where we got the USDA WASDE report, we've been hearing that this April report probably isn't going to be much. We're watching for some of these South American numbers and how it might all play out. But in the end, corn, it wasn't great for that market, but soybeans and wheat pretty much stayed the same pre-report to post-report. I think we kind of just move right on past this one, and we're talking about planting and weather, right?
Exactly. I would agree 100% with what you just said, Eric. This report did not impact today's market prices really all that much. It came in pretty much as expected. The expectations weren't too great going into the report as far as the changes would be concerned, but USDA did not, they certainly did not throw us any numbers that I would construe today as friendly, nor did they really say, you know, much in terms of the fundamental outlook for the grain markets. So we'll leave it at that at this point and say, you know, that we are to the time of the year now where farmers are quite anxious to get in the field, and we've got some weather concerns as far as the opportunity to get out and get that planting window opened wide open so we can get to rolling to get this year's corn and bean crops in the ground. So we're going to have to really stay alert to opportunity this year, Eric, like we always do, but it's even going to be more important this year. There's some pretty good quantities of corn and beans on the farm that are going to need to come to market. And if we do see a bump in price, I just want to encourage everyone who has some pricing of the crop that we harvested this fall to get orders in the marketplace and really take a good hard look at what kind of price expectations they have and get some realistic pricing objectives into the marketplace for especially the old crop. And elevators still have, you know, pretty good size inventories, if you will, of basis contracts that are unpriced, of DP that's unpriced, and new crop 24 sales are at an extremely low level because, you know, the prices just aren't what folks would like to see. So in May, the next WASDE report, the May WASDE report, we'll get the first balance sheet projections for the crop that we're going to try and get in the ground. But in the meantime, what I'd like folks to consider as we wrap it up today, Eric, is just to take a good hard look at your position right now, how much of the old crop you have yet to sell, and where you stand in the new crop, and give that some serious thought.
Mike Silver there from Kokomo Grain. You can reach him at 800-666-0613. And you can hear more analysis from Mike in the Hat Podcast, where he provides more numbers from USDA's Thursday WASDE report. May corn down 5.5, 428 and 3/4 on Thursday. July down 4 3/4, 441. May beans lost 5.5, 1159 1/4. Also down 5.5 on the July, 1172 1/2. May wheat lost 6 3/4, 551 3/4. In livestock, June live cattle up over $1, 173.90. June lean hogs up 1/4, 105.80. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.